Mike Clemens joining us now from NFL Sirius Radio. And Mike, it's I don't know where to point the finger, but I know one thing. Over the weekend, I watched football that was more cohesive and more together, if you will, and more rhythmic than what I've been witnessing out of Green Bay. And I still can't put my finger directly on it.
Well, it's because you see Mitchell Trubisky running the offense.
That too.
I mean, he's running the play, and he makes changes. He'll call an audible and change it to the running play, and everybody in the stadium knows it. But it's not too complicated where his 10 teammates don't understand exactly what the hell he just called for. There was one time I saw where Mitch last night had a bunch formation off to the left-hand side, dropped back, and was really confident that he could wait for this thing to develop. He clearly waited too long. Then he made a throw that could have been picked off. He ended up having two picks last night through the game. But, you know, things are just amazing about the Chicago Bears. When they're good, it's always Bears football. It's whether it's Ditka or Lovie Smith. By the way, did you see what happened to Lovie Smith over the weekend?
No, I didn't.
Illinois lost to the Iowa Hawkeyes 63-0.
Didn't see that.
63-0. They are 4-7 under Lovie Smith. He's probably going to get fired, according to the Sun-Times. Yeah, that's the only one other time in 127 years that Illinois has lost that bad. But nevertheless, when you got a good Bears team, it always looks the same. Dominating defense, good run game, respectable passing game, and creating turnovers. And that's just what these guys looked like last night. And you know what? And then Eddie Jackson, 8.5 minutes left, gets the pick off of Kirk Cousins, runs it in for a pick six, 27 yards. And Matt Nagy, who likes the two-point conversion, he comes out and he goes bunch formation on the right-hand side. And one of the three receivers on the right-hand side is Akeem Nix, big number 96. He's got a defensive. This is like refrigerator days.
Mm-hmm.
They're having fun at the Vikings' expense. They're confident, and they're being creative, and they're having fun. They put Akeem Nix out there. The linebackers from the Vikings are running around, and what does Mitch do? Stop and turns to the left and throws to the tight end that just came off the inactive list. Wide open, two-point conversion. That's how the Bears are winning football games. They're being creative. They're being fun. And I don't understand, like you said earlier in the show, why Aaron Rodgers can somehow hit Robert Tonyan for his first NFL catch downfield 54 yards on the run in Seattle, and then when you need third down, he cannot hit the side of a barn in Valdez-Scantling, 6'4", 10 yards away on a crossing route. It got stuck in his hand.
Yeah,
we'll let the listeners decide what's going on with that.
That's a great question. But I have no idea.
I spent the weekend, actually, you know, yesterday is my down day, so I'm down in my office here, and I'm watching the games, and I had three boxes, you know, those big accounting boxes that I got with my game books, my stats, and all that from each, and I got 2015, 16, and 17, and I start going through this stuff, and it's like, well, here's where we've been. I mean, you lost Jordy in 2015 in the Steelers preseason game. So, you know, what is Aaron going to do through the whole season? And then you get to Halloween, and Rodgers gets beat up against the Broncos, and you lose that game. And then he goes on a thing where, like, for the next year, he can't break 100 on a quarterback rating. It goes on for over a dozen games until he says, you know what, we just lost to the Redskins. I still think at 4-6 we can run the table. And he's got Jordy back in 2016, and they run the table. But all those receivers get all banged up. Jordy's got the ribcage injury. Devontae's got a hamstring. They're using backups again, and they get blown out by the Super Bowl-bound Falcons in the NFC. So people come into 2017 and say, okay, you know, we'll be good. We'll figure this out. Well, Aaron looks great in September, breaks the collarbone. A year ago at this time, the Packers are playing the Browns. The Browns are 0-12. Deshaun Kaiser's their quarterback. I'm just watching this tape. He looks better than Brett Hundley throwing the football.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, in overtime, he is in the middle of a sack. I think Clay Matthews gets his arm on him. The ball goes up, and Josh Jones picks off a wobbly ball and in a short field because Hundley could not score a touchdown for his life. He had to get a couple of picks. He did throw a nice pass to a wide-open Jamal Williams on that. But the Browns are 0-12. The Packers almost lost to the Browns, even if they got Brett Hundley. How do you explain that to Mark Murphy? We lost to the Browns, too, all because we didn't have Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
That's where the clock starts ticking. That's where Mark Murphy starts saying, I'm not signing up for this for another 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move on from Ted Thompson. By the way, we like that backup quarterback. We're going to get make him a Packer someday, which they did. And you, and in that game, Aaron Rodgers, he's trying to save the season because the Packers are 6-6. Remember, that's the game where he's standing on the sidelines and he's coaching Hundley.
Right.
Now, if you're Mark Murphy, it's like, why is Aaron Rodgers coaching this game? Why is Aaron Rodgers coaching
right.
this game?
No, I get it. It's the level of what I would consider, and I hate to use the word dysfunctional because it seems to be overused and it seems to be very harsh, but what else do you call it? You know what I mean?
Well, from Aaron Rodgers' case is this, and people, if you know, you want to say that he's aloof and he's trying to get his coach fired and he's trying to run the table himself, he wants to run the team, put yourself in his shoes. You suffer a broken collarbone. Your team's not ready to hold the table for you and at least win half the games. Just win half the games. And if I can come back by the Carolina game or after or the Vikings game, I can take us into the postseason, you know, as my collarbone continues to heal. But your coach and your team couldn't even do that. I mean, your team has failed you. And then your quarterback coach, who you trust in, who you've built a bond with over the last 4 or 5 years, your caddy, your guy, gets fired because of a Brett Hundley season?
Right.
What are you doing? Why? Right. What are you all right, great. So you're getting rid of Dom and you're bringing in all these other coaches. And you're bringing in 2 or 3 offensive coaches and you're saying goodbye to Edgar and these other guys. Hey, I'm glad you got Joel Philbin back. But then you go through the rest of the season. You see what's going on in terms of free agency or lack of free agency. You see the Khalil Mack decision, you know, go to the Bears. And you get into the season, and you just have this horrible game in Detroit where you fumble yourself and Mason Crosby misses. But you see your coach mismanaging. And you see that by the end of September, your coach doesn't have your team ready. It still looks like you're in the preseason. And the guys upstairs are seeing this too. And then you go to a 4th-and-2 against Seattle the other night. And you come to the podium at this point. You've criticized game plans after the shutout of the Bills. The other night, you're basically saying, no one here is motivating us anymore. You know, we got a head coach who kicked off summer camp by having the other coaches speak. He didn't even say a word. He had Mike Patton speak. He had Joe Philbin speak. He had late Rod Zook, the special teams guy, speak. And now here are our 4th-and-2 in Seattle, basically our season on the line. And the response is, yeah, I think we're going to punt. And here's what Tremont Williams, if you've lost Tremont Williams, my God, listen to this.
Good question. Good question. You know, when we're in games like this, we got to go for it, man. We play to win. You know, we play to win. We got the best quarterback behind center. We're not going to turn on each other or nothing, but doing any fighting or anything like that. It's a team. I mean, we love each other, and we stick together.
If these guys don't get into the postseason and McCarthy is fired the Monday after the end of the regular season, We'll be looking at that quote and saying, there's where he lost the locker room.
Right. No, I completely agree. Mike, great stuff. I know you got to run. We will talk again later in the week. Looking forward to it, okay?
Thank you, Billy.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. That's Mike Clemens. A lot to chew on. Hang in there. We got a lot more coming up. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they begin to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.